ZNPHI confirms two new cholera cases in Lusaka. State House assures farmers of payments despite delays. And Uganda election chief says he has had threats over results declaration.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
A lovely good evening to you. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has confirmed two new cholera cases in Lusaka district in the last 24 hours as the country faces an increased risk of flooding due to persistent heavy rainfall in several provinces. ZNPHI Director for Public Health Policy, Diplomacy and Communications, Dr. Doreen Shempela, said the newly recorded cases bring the cumulative number of cholera cases in Lusaka to 20, while the national total now stands at 625 cases since the outbreak began in August 2025. Dr. Shempela said a cumulative total of 9 deaths have been recorded since the onset of the outbreak, while 616 patients have successfully been discharged. She added that there are currently no cholera patients admitted countrywide.
Within the last 24 hours, we have confirmed 2 new cases of cholera in Lusaka district. And this brings the total number of cases in Lusaka to 20 and the national total to 625 since the outbreak began in August 2025. We currently do not have any cholera patients admitted in any health facility. We are issuing this update with a heightened sense of alert due to the persistent heavy rainfall and flooding that is happening in several provinces. Flooding significantly increases the risk of cholera transmission.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has thwarted another cigarette smuggling scheme involving 800 cases worth 10 million kwacha in taxes. In a statement, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the authority has an ongoing and focused operation aimed at completely eliminating cigarette smuggling, among other goods. He said during the operation, the authority intercepted a rigid truck bearing registration number MJ24HCGP, carrying a consignment of household goods and 800 boxes of Viking cigarettes declared as transit cargo destined for the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mr. Nzala said an inspection of the truck established that the Viking cigarettes were affixed with ZRA stamps, proving that the consignment was meant for the Zambian market. State House has reaffirmed government's commitment to timely payment of farmers following concerns over delays in payments for crops supplied during the last marketing season. In a statement, State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said nationwide checks have confirmed that all funds for farmer payments have been released by the Ministry of Agriculture. He has noted, however, that payments have been slower in some areas due to the high number of farmers being processed by implementing institutions. Mr. Hamasaka said President Hakainde Hichilema remains transparent and accountable in addressing challenges, including delays in farmer payments. He has added that government is developing a more sustainable crop marketing framework to reduce reliance on the Food Reserve Agency. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed concern over the delayed disbursement of school grants for the first quarter of this year. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa said with schools reopening on 12th January 2026, the organization had reasonably expected funds to be released in advance, or at least the very latest at the start of the term, to enable schools to adequately prepare for the effective commencement of Term 1. Dr. Chansa has, however, noted that all public schools are yet to receive the required operational funds and NACEZ has consequently received reports of challenges and disorganization in some schools arising from the absence of these grants. He has since called on the Ministry of Finance, working in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, to urgently address the delay and ensure that funds are released to all public schools without further postponement.
National action for quality education in Zambia is deeply concerned that the Minister of Finance is yet to fund schools despite schools reopening for term 1 2026 early this week. It was expected that a week earlier, schools were supposed to receive these funds, these grants, in order for them to plan better for the reopening. And today, we have received a lot of reports of how chaotic the reopening has been. We are strongly urging the Minister of Finance to mobilize the funds and quickly send these grants to schools.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says it released 22.1 billion kwacha in December 2025 to finance public service delivery across the country. The releases were structured to sustain essential service delivery, honor debt obligations, dismantle domestic arrears, protect vulnerable households, and support productive capital investment in line with national development priorities. Of the total amount released, 4.6 billion kwacha was allocated to the public service wage bill, while 10.9 billion kwacha was directed towards debt service, domestic and external, and the dismantling of domestic arrears. Further, 2.5 billion kwacha was released for transfers, subsidies and social benefits. 1.9 billion kwacha supported the implementation of government programs and general operations, and 2.2 billion kwacha was invested in capital expenditure. Reflecting on the December 2025 budget releases, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Musokotwane said consistency and predictability of treasury releases in 2025 are a clear expression of the New Dawn administration's commitment to budget discipline, credible reform, and responsible economic management. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The head of Uganda's electoral body says he has received threats warning him against declaring certain presidential candidates the winners of Thursday's election. Simon Byakama said he would not be intimidated by such threats from senior state officials whom he did not name. He was responding to a BBC question about a widely shared video which shows a presidential assistant saying the Electoral Commission would never declare opposition candidate Robert Kyagulanyi, popularly known as Bobby Wine, as president, even if he were to win. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Trump says NATO would become far more formidable and effective if Greenland belonged to America, adding it was vital for a U.S. missile defense system. He said anything less was unacceptable. France's President Macron has warned that any annexation would have unprecedented consequences. The Greenlandic and Danish foreign ministers hold talks in Washington later. Iran says it'll fast-track trials of people arrested during anti-government protests as more funerals of demonstrators take place. A U.S.-based rights group says more than 2,500 people have been killed in the protests. State TV is showing crowds attending funerals for more than 100 security officers. A British police chief has admitted that AI was used